This March, Homer's first disability art show will take place at Homer Council on the Arts. It's a collaboration between the Arts Council and the Independent Living Center. The show will feature work by artists whose lives have been touched by disability in some way. And it's also a fundraiser in part for the Independent Living Center's Trails program. That's Total Recreation and Independent Living Services program. Created in Homer in 2005, the Trails program has four main components: recreation and leisure, public awareness and special events, technical assistance and education, and adaptive equipment. They provide inclusive recreational opportunities for individuals with disabilities and without. They teach independent living skills and promote self-confidence through all kinds of activities: fishing, rafting, cooking, gardening, skiing.
I began thinking about how many folks that we work with have these hidden talents that we've never seen out there in the public.
That is Devaney Lehner. She's been with the Trails program since 2017.
You can have a disability that may affect your art, and you can address that directly or not. Simply because you have a disability and are doing art, that is appropriate for the show. Even if you don't have a disability, the idea of disability has affected you, or you want to respond to it in some way.
Michael Gavio is the local Trails coordinator. He says that while many of the recreational services they provide are free or low cost, the biggest barriers they encounter are limitations in transportation and lack of disposable income. There are expenses to meet, and money from the Disability Art Show will help offset them.
Going up to Cooper Landing to go horseback riding, or going up to Challenge, Alaska to go skiing, do cost a lot of money, and people save for them. We try to offer financial assistance to anybody who wants to go but can't afford.
Anybody of any age with any disability is eligible for the Independent Living Center's services. During the first 6 months of 2019, they provided services to nearly 600 people. In addition to the Trails program, they offer an Aging and Disability Resource Center, a Developmental Disability Resource Connection, a Low Vision program, and the Supported Transportation program. Joanna Geisler is director of Homer's Independent Living Center, an organization founded in 1972 by and for people with disabilities. Homer's Independent Living Center has been at work in Homer since 1991. Their mission is to ensure that their clients have an understanding of their rights, responsibilities, and options, and have the freedom to make their own choices.
We claim the motto that disability is a natural part of the human condition. In our independent living world, disability is nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be afraid of. And if we live long enough, most of us will experience a disability in our lives.
You can find more information about scheduled activities, the Trails program, and the upcoming Disability Art Show, including a submission form, on the HCOA website, homerart.org. Submissions are due by March 2nd, and the exhibit will open with a reception on Friday, March 6th, at Homer Council on the Arts, 355 West Pioneer Avenue.